on an R&B album. And in recent years, he hosted a popular podcast that focused on issues facing the black community.
Warner was 54. Ex-Kentucky police officer Brett Hankinson has been sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison for using excessive force during the 2020 raid in Louisville that killed Breonna Taylor. Hankinson fired 10 shots, but did not hit anyone. Tamika Palmer is Breonna Taylor's mother.
I'm just grateful for my friends and family for steady showing up, and no matter how disappointing we seem to be, but we're still here, and I'm just grateful that something happened today.
Hankinson is the first person sentenced to prison in that case. OpenAI says its ChatGPT is potentially dangerous for vulnerable people, with reports of the technology fueling people's delusions. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Ultimately, it's going to take us as a culture understanding the impacts of these chatbots on each other. And that's not going to be immediate. But for the short term, it is worth noting that safety is an issue. Especially if you are someone who struggles emotionally.
Exposure to so-called forever chemicals called PFAS, P-F-A-S, may increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. That's from researchers at Mount Sinai Health System in New York City. Dr. Vishal Midya is one of them.
PFAS exposure, it stays in our system for a long time. They have usually longer half-lives, mostly like, I don't know, 4 to 5 years, even sometimes decades.
PFAS are used in everything from nonstick cookware to stain-resistant furniture. 19 people are dead, with 9 missing after days of flooding and landslides in South Korea. Alex Jensen has more.
After South Korea's capital saw its highest ever temperature for early July, torrential rain across the nation last week led to floods and landslides that have caused that tragic casualty count, with widespread damage to homes, farms, and businesses. And with the rain moving up the peninsula, North Korea also sent out a weather warning Monday.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's back to school season, and Clorox is donating 2 million disinfecting wipes to classrooms across America. Because back to school means things can get a little bit messy. Just ask second grade teacher Mr. Torres.
Put me and just one Clorox wipe on a team, we can take on crayon smudges, sticky fingerprints on every surface, sneezes on the door handle, juice box explosion by the sink, snack crumbs, and don't even get me started on the bathroom passes.
Clorox disinfecting wipes, teacher's number one wipe.
Think about it. Bathroom passes.
Clean feels good. Based on unit sales data.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
The piano man is striking an optimistic note about his health.
2 months after he was diagnosed with a brain disorder, Billy Joel tells Bill Maher's Club Random podcast,
"It's not fixed. It's still being worked on. I feel fine.
Oh, okay.
My balance... it's like being on a boat."
When he first got the news, the 76-year-old tells Maher,
I thought it must be from drinking.
But you don't drink.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But I used to, like a fish.
The true cause of the disorder?
Nobody knows.
Joel is in physical therapy, and he's canceled all of his upcoming concerts. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Southwest Airlines' open seating policy is coming in on final approach now. The Texas-based carrier says flights with assigned seats will begin on January 27, 2026. It's the end of an era in which the discount carrier bucked industry norms by having passengers choose their own seats during boarding. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the low to mid 60s, light winds. Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 80s. By Wednesday, mostly sunny, temperatures climbing to the upper 80s to lower to middle 90s, heat index near 100. It's 63 at our studios.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Rock the boat, rock on with your dancing. Rock the boat, rock on with your dancing. trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The moments we took in.
precious and few are the moments we two can
share. At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
thank the Lord for the night time. Forget the day. Give up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now,
come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Downtown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Everything you say and do. Take
good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Innocence, crippled mankind. Dead kings and many things I can best news on the hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Air Force is investigating a close call between a big bomber and a passenger jet. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has the story.
As this giant Air Force B-52 bomber was doing a flyover marking the start of the North Dakota State Fair Friday night, Delta Flight 3788 was on approach to land at the nearby Minot Airport. A passenger recorded the pilot's announcement after Flight 3788 eventually landed.
Given his speed, it was a military, I don't know how fast they were going, but they were a lot faster than us. I thought it was the safest thing to do to turn behind it. So, sorry about the aggressive maneuver.
There were 80 people on board the regional jet from Minneapolis operated by SkyWest.
Two U.S. citizens have been barred from leaving China. The China Foreign Ministry confirms one is a Wells Fargo banker and cites a criminal case. Correspondent Anna Corrin has more from Hong Kong.
There is also a second case that is pending. It's involving a U.S. Commerce Department employee. We understand he used to work for the U.S. military, and he was barred from leaving China back in April. He was visiting family there.
Google's threat analysis group has removed nearly 8,000 YouTube channels involved in coordinated influence campaigns. 5,000 of them were linked to China. Perspective from CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherer.
This is a good reminder that on the internet,